During the next week, Cole settled into the monotonous routine of the detention center. His father still didn't visit. Each day, however, Garvey stopped by, as did Cole's mother. His mother seemed a little different now, happier and more sure of herself. She wore casual clothes to visit instead of dressing up. "Maybe when this is all over, we can go start a new life somewhere," she said one day. "It will never be over," Cole said. "That's up to us," she said. "I've quit drinking." Cole studied his mother. "Why?" A faraway look crept into her eyes. 19 years ago, when your father and I were newly married, we were just like any other young couple, in love and full of dreams. We dreamed of having you, raising you, and having an ideal family. We never meant for things to turn out this way. What happened? Somewhere, we took a wrong turn. Life got to be more than we could handle. Your father carried too much baggage from his past, baggage he never dealt with. What do you mean, baggage? She smiled sadly. Your father isn't a bad person, but when he was younger, he had parents who beat him for everything he did. That's all he ever knew. When I saw him start doing it to you, I kept telling myself things would get better. Drinking helped me ignore reality. She shook her head. It took a divorce and you ending up in the hospital to wake me up. I realized I couldn't change your father, but I could change me. I'm sorry you've gone through all you have. Can you ever forgive me? You weren't the one who hit me. No. But I didn't try to stop it. I wasn't there when you needed me. It's okay, Cole said. No, it's not okay. But maybe we can change things.
Cole studied her curiously.
This is the first time you've ever talked to me about this.
She touched his hand.
This is the first time you've been mauled by a bear.
Then she gave Cole a big hug. Cole clung to his mother, even after she let go, then turned away to hide his misty eyes.
1 week later, Garvey announced,
"The Justice Circle meets tomorrow night. I'll stop by to ride over with you."
"Does Mom know?"
Garvey nodded.
"And so does your dad. By the way, we have a little surprise for you tomorrow night."
"What's that?"
Garvey gave no answer as he left.